Today, Shir's Masechta Tainus on Daf Chav Hey. We will begin on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, the third line on the bottom of the Yomid, with the second last word on the line, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The same Gemara is found in Brachas on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Bechol Yom V'Yom, each and every day, Baskol Yotzeis, a Baskol comes out from the heavens, V'Omeris, and it says, Kol ha'olam kuloi nizan b'shril chanina b'ni. The whole world receives sustenance in the schus of my son Chanina. We've been speaking about the great Tana Rav Chanina ben Doisa. And v'chanina b'ni and Chanina, my son, dayoi, it's enough for him b'kav charuvim with a small measure of caribs. May Erev Shabbos l'Erev Shabbos from one Friday to the next. As Rashi says, that Rav Chanina ben Doisa was a chaser lechem hoya. He was destitute. He did not have bread. So in other words, the whole world was receiving sustenance in the schus of Rav Chanina ben Doisa, and Rav Chanina ben Doisa and his wife were actually starving. I heard a beautiful pshat on this gemara many years ago from Meir v'Rebbe Harav HaGaon Rav David Kronglass, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Mashgiach Ruchni of Yeshivas Ner Yisrael in Baltimore. And he said over in the name of the Sefer Torah Schayim on Masechta Sanhedrin, where the Torah Schayim explains this Gemara in light of what happened before and after the Mabul. Says the Torah Schayim, there was a substantive change in the Anhag of the Bria before the Mabul and after. We know that there is Midas Harachamim and Midas Hadin. Hashem represents Midas Harachamim, Elikim is Midas Hadin. Bereishis Bor Elikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to run this world with Midas Hadin. He saw that the world could not stand just Midas Hadin alone, and therefore he was Meshatef Midas Harachamim, the shame Hashem together with the shame of Elikim. B'yoyim Baroi Hashem Elikim Shamayim V'aretz. So the Torah Chaim explains that both Hashem, Midas Rachmim, and Elikim, Midas Adin, have to find expression in this new system in the world of Hashem, Elikim. So before the Mabul, it was the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik, we know, is shakal to the whole door. He is equal in merit to the entire generation. So before the Mabul, it was the Tzaddik who received the Midas Rachmim. Noyach, he gets saved, and the world receives the brunt of the Midas Adin. That's why there was a Mabul. When Hashem saw that the world would not be able to exist with such an Hagi either, even with Midas Adin and Midas Arachamim, would mean that the world, Chas V'Shalom, would be destroyed many times over. So the Rebbein Hashem switched it after the Mabul. When Hashem made the Shua, he would not bring a Mabul on the world ever again, it meant that now the tzaddik would receive the brunt of the Midas Hadin, and the world would receive the Midas Harachamim. We know tzaddik nitvas b'avoyin ador. A tzaddik dies because of the sins of the generation. That's the switch that happened post-Mabul. So the tzaddik received the Midas Hadin, and the world receives the Midas Harachamim. Says the Torah Chaim, that's the pshat in our Gemara. There was a gzeira of rov on the world, that the world should undergo hunger. So, kolo oilam nizin bishul chanina b'ni. Chanina receives the brunt of the Midas Adin. He goes starving. He's, as Rashi says, chaser lechem hoya. From Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, he died loy b'kav charuvim. He has to exist on a kav of caribs from one Friday to the other. Whereas the world receives the Midas Harachmim in the schus of chanina, and they're able to eat. They, because of the din that Chanin himself is undergoing. And the Gemara now relates a number of stories concerning Rav Chanina ben Doisa and his wife, and some of them are very famous stories, as we will soon see. We're on the last line on Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. Have a regila devisu lemichma tanura kol mali de Shabbata. So his wife, she was embarrassed from the neighbors that everybody else was baking challahs for Shabbos, and she wasn't able to bake challahs. So she used to put in the oven every Friday, vishadya aktarta. She would put in a certain substance that mimicked the smoke that comes out when one bakes challahs, so that everybody should think that she is baking challah. Why did she do this? As we begin on Daf Chof Hei Omid Aleph, Mishum kisufa, because she was embarrassed from her neighbors that the neighbors shouldn't think that she has nothing. She had a certain bad neighbor. Amra, this bad neighbor, said to herself, Michti, let's see here. Yadana, I know the less luvalai midi. She can fool the whole world, but she can't fool me. I know she has nothing. My kuli hai, what's all this smoke about? If she's not baking anything, how come her oven is full of smoke? Azla v'tarfa bava, so this bad neighbor went and she knocked on Rav Chanina ben Dosa's door. Ichseveso, the wife of Rav Chanina ben Dosa, was embarrassed. She was caught red-handed without having anything in the oven, just the smoke. Va'ayla lindruno, and she went into the inner chamber, to an inner room. It's avid like this. And meanwhile, the woman entered the house of Rav Chanina ben Dosa, and a nes happened. The chazya, the neighbor, saw the tanura to the oven, moli lachma, that in fact it was full of bread. The agna, as Rashi translates it, areva, the kneading trough, was moli lisha, was full of dough. Amra la, so the neighbors start screaming out, Planyasa, planyasa, lady, lady, Isimasa, bring a baker shovel, the kacharech lachmech, your bread is burning. Amra la, so she quickly came there, Rav Chanina ben Dosa's wife, and she said to her neighbor, that's exactly why I went inside to the inner chamber to get that shovel. Tana, we learned in a braisa, so we would think that she was over here on Genevis Das, because she ran in out of shame. The Gemara says no. Afhi lahavi marda nichnasa. Rashi says that the word marda and the word masa that we had in the line before mean identically the same thing. Baker shovel. She ain't a chanami. The wife of Rav Chanina ben Dosa ran in to get a baker shovel. Why? She didn't have any bread in the oven. No, mipnei shemelumedes benisim. She was used to having such nisim. When there were other neighbors that visited her, perhaps this story happened a few times, she had nisim where bread suddenly appeared, and she didn't have to borrow a baker shovel from anybody. She had it in the back room whenever those situations arose, and therefore that's in fact, the Gemara says, why she went in to get the baker shovel. Continues the Gemara, Amra le divisa. So one day, the wife of Rav Chanina ben Dosa says to Rav Chanina, Ad Amos nezel v'nitzar kuli hai. Like, how long will this go on? We live in abject poverty for so many years. When will this end? On my law, he said to her, my navid, what do you want me to do? What should we do? So she said to him, boy, rachmi, daven tashem, dinesvich loch meri, that Hashem should give you something of value and will be able to have something to eat. So boy, rachmi, he listened to his wife and he was mispalo, and suddenly, yotzsa kemin pisas yad, something in the form of the palm of a hand came into the room there, pisas yad, viyovule chadkara, dipsura, and he was given, Rav Chanina ben Dosa was given a leg of a table, and this leg was a didahava, it was a golden leg. Chazoi b'chalma, we will learn the girsa of these next two lines first according to the way we have it, and then we will see that Rashi and the Ayin Yaakov have a different girsa. But let's go first through these two lines according to our girsa. Chazoi b'chalma, so he, Rav Chanina, saw in a dream that asidi tzadiki da'achli aptura da'dava. The Islay Tloskari. He saw that all the tzadikim were eating in Olam Habo on a golden table that had three legs. Va'at oichelas aptura detrei kare, and you, he's speaking to his wife, you're eating together with me. Our table only has two legs on it. Amrale, so she said to him, Nichalach de Mechel, Achli Kuli Alma, Nichalach de Mechel Achli, do you want to eat in Olam Habo? In a situation where Kuli Alma Psar de Mishlam, everybody else is eating on a table that's full, that has three legs. Va'anan, and us two together, we're going to eat absur de mechser. We're going to be eating on a table that's missing a leg. She said to her husband, do you really want that? So the Marsha over here says, what is this table of three legs? The table of three legs is Al Shloisha Dvorim Oilam Oymed, Al Atoira, Val Avoida, Val Gmilas Chasadim, as we find in Pirkei Avos. Avoida is Tfilah. So the leg that was given to Rabbi Chanina ben Naisa, we find many Gemaras where, as we, even in our Gemara, where boy Rachami, Rabbi Chanina ben Naisa was, one of his great milas was he davened for everybody. So they said, you want to have Olam Hazeh? We'll give you Olam Hazeh. We'll take that leg of a table, of the tripod, of tefillah, that you were zeich eschar in Olam Haba, and we'll give it to you here in this world, and you'll only have two legs. And then his wife said, well, is that really, we're hungry, but do we want to give up our Olam Haba? And we'll see how the story ends in just a moment. So this is the girsa of our Gemara. However, Rashi's girsa and the Ein Yaakov have it a little differently. Instead of chazoi that he saw in a dream, Rashi's girsa is Chazya devisa b'chalma, in the third line of Rashi. His wife saw in a dream. And as the Gemara continues and it says, Va'at oicheles, so on the side the Masar Shashas springs down to Ein Yaakov, that Ve'ihu, she's having the dream, according to this Girsa, and she saw that her husband was sitting at the table with only two legs, and then instead of, in the parentheses, Amralei, that she said to him, the Ein Yaakov has Amar La, he said to her. But the story basically is the same, that they didn't want to give up their Olam Haba for the Olam Hazeh. But then, now the Gemara says, Amralei, so she said to him, Umay Navid, you're right. We don't want to give up our Olam Haba for Olam Hazeh, but what should we do? Now we have the golden leg. They gave it to us. So she said to her husband, you know what? You're a big person who davens. Boy, Rachmi, you should daven again, Dinishkalina Minach, that they should take it back from you. And in fact, that's what happened. Boy, Rachmi, he davened Vishaklu, and they took it back. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Godol Hoya Nesa Achron Yosem and Arishin. The Ness of taking back the gold leg was greater than the original Ness that the gold leg was given. Why the Gemiri? We have a Kabbalah, the Meyev Yavi, that Hashem gives things, but Mishkal Shakli, he's not an Indian giver. In other words, once he gives it, he gives it. So to listen to Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa and to actually not only give it, but then to take it back, that was even a bigger Ness than the original Ness. The Gemara continues with another story of Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. Chad Beis Shimshi, one Friday night, this is also a very famous Gemara. Chazil Abrate, he saw his daughter, the Havas Hatzivah, she was sad. Omar Lo, so Rabbi Chanina said to his daughter, Biti, my daughter, Lamay Hatzivah, why are you so sad? Omrele, she said to him, Kli Shel Chaymetz, Nischalav Li, B'Kli Shel Shemen. By accident, I was supposed to light the keli of oil, and instead, what was lit was the keli, which contained it in it vinegar. And even though it's lit right now, it's going to go out in a few moments. V'idlakti mimenu or la Shabbos, and that's what I used to light the Shabbos Neiros. Omar Lo, so Rabbi Chanina said to his daughter, Biti, my daughter, Ma'ich Basloch, why does this bother you? Why are you sad? Misha Omar L'Shem and V'yadlik, V'yidlik, Hu Yarem L'Chametz V'yidlik. The same HaKadosh Baruch to Rabbi Nishom, there's no difference between Teva and Chutz Miderech HaTeva. To us, we see a difference between Shemen and Chaimetz. But to Rabbi Nishlam, or to Rabbi Chanina ben Daiso, with his Emunah and Betachin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Hashem said that the regular oil can light, he can say that the Chaimetz, the vinegar, can light for an entire Shabbos. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, what happened? Hayadoylik v'hayolach kol yom kuloi. That instead of the nair of the chaimetz going out after a short time, it lasted an entire Shabbos. Ad she'aviyu mimenu or lavdola, until they brought or lavdola. So let us look into Rashi, how Rashi understands this. It's the first small Rashi on top, the fifth line of Rashi's. Hidlik mimenu nair achur lahanesboi. What did Rabbi Chanina do at the end of Shabbos? He took another nair, and he used the light of the vinegar, and he used it to light a regular light. V'ner shel maisa nisim kibah, the one light that had lit the whole Shabbos, he extinguished. Why? Kehechi David Rabbi Yehuda, just like we learned in yesterday's daf. On Daf Chavdal and Mabez, Bechala Davismida, we learned about the sand that became fine flour, and he told the people there, don't buy from this sand, because it's Maisa Nisim. So that's what Rabbi Chanina did. asked the Yaivetz Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Vizel Ushainai, Veloi Havanti, Mashakasa Pirish Rashi, Bener Chaimetz. I don't understand this Rashi, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Why? Ki Haloi Beshabbos Nenumi Menu Al Kaponim. He's taking Havdalah, another light. Good, but a whole Shabbos, they didn't have a Noah. If you're not supposed to have a Noah for Mice and Nissim, why did they use it a whole Shabbos? That's Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Kasha and Rashi. So I heard Rabbi Yitzchak Izmi Zitzel, the Rav of the good in Flatbush, says a teretz on this Kasha of Rabbi Yaakov Emden from a Rashi that we had in yesterday's Daf. On Daf Chavdal Ramid Beis, Rashi, seven lines from the bottom, Divrei Amaschil Amrlu Maisa Nisim, says Rashi, Ubamed de Efsher lehisrachek mi Maisa Nisim Yoiser Toy Vinachen. So based on that Rashi's bavorning Rabbi Yaakov Emden's kasha. When it says you're not supposed to have Hanoah from Maisa Nisim, doesn't mean totally. It means when you have an option. In the case of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, there was no option. It was already Shabbos. The vinegar one had already been lit. His daughter was upset. He tells his daughter, it'll last the whole Shabbos this way. He had no brera. One, immediately at the end of Shabbos, when Shabbos ended, and he was able to get a hold of a regular oil, so then he was madlik from the ner shel chaymetz, and immediately he extinguished it. He didn't want to have any more. As much as possible, he didn't want to have anor from Maisa Nisim. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa havale hanach izi. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa had certain goats. Omar Amrule, so the people told to Rabbi Chanina, Kamafsidon, the Bach puts in the word, Izach, your goats are being mafsid, Rashi says, our fields. Sodois, our fields. Omar, and he didn't believe this, Rabbi Chanina, he said the following, E Kamafsidon, if in fact that my Izim are eating up the produce in your fields, Nichlinu Dove, let bears eat them up. And Rashi, it would seem perhaps, that Rashi had the girsa here, deve, not dove, bears, but deve, which are wolves, because Rashi says, v'ze'evim basadois, and ze'evim in the field. So it might be that Rashi is saying bears and wolves should eat them up, or it could be Rashi had the girsa deve, and deve means wolves in Aramaic. Either way, they should be eaten up by either bears or wolves. The Eloi, but if it's not true, if my goats are not doing anything to your fields, call chada v'chada, each goat, teisei le'urta duva b'karnayim, at night they should come back with a bear on top of their horns. What happened? Le'urta, at night, icy kol chada v'chada, each goat came back, duva b'karnayim, and there was a bear on its horns. Havel le'i ha'hu shivivasa, this is another story now. He had a woman neighbor, Rab Chanina, the Kabanya Besa. She was building a house. She didn't have such a good architect. Veloimata Kishure, as Rashi explains, the beams, Eina Kairis Magius Makaisal Lakaisal, the beams did not reach from one wall to the other. Asila Kame, she came to Rab Chanina. Amrole Banisi Baisi, I built my house. Veloi come to Kishurei, and my beams don't reach the walls. Omar Loi said to her, Mashmech, what is your name? Omrole, she said, my name is Ayiku. Omar Ayiku, he says to her, Ayiku, Nimtu Kishurech, let your beams reach the walls. Tana, we learned in the Brisa. In other words, he performed a Nesir. He Giyu Achiyotza Amalekam Vamalekam. Not only did they reach the walls, but they stuck out from the structure on each side one Amma, the Yeshurim, and some say, Snifin Asum, that the Nes was that additional sections were added on to the existing structure. So either the beam itself stretched, or there was an additional section that was added on. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Plimi says, Ani Reisi Oysa Abayis, I saw that house that the woman built, and the beams were stretching out one amma on each side of the house. And they told me, this house, Shakira, Rabbi Chanina ben Dais Betfilasai, you know how the beams were made, how the roof was made over here in this house? It was made through Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa in his tefillah. So all of these Gemoras show us, the yesterday's Gemara, that his tefillah was even greater than the Kohen Gadol. We see the tremendous power in the tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa.
The tefillahs were usual, they
Why did the people have hana? Why did they go? That's a good question. Why did Reb Chanina over here rely on Nisim? That's a very good question. Continues the Gemara. Now, the next Gemara, the next eight lines, in the Ayin Yaakov, they're not goyrus the whole next eight lines. The Vilner Goyin is not goyrus the first two lines, but we have it in the Gemara. We will go with the text that we have in the Gemara. Frag the Gemara, Reb Chanina ben Daisim, Hechen Havalaizim. We just learned a story that he had goats, and the goats brought these bears on top of their horns. Where did he have goats from? Not two questions. Number one, Va'ani Havi. He was so destitute, he didn't have bread to eat. He has goats. Va'oid, and another question. He was over on a Takanis Chazal. Amru Chachamim, Ein Megadlim, Ein Medakim Eretz Yisrael. You're not supposed to raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael like goats because they go ahead and they rob from fields, which is exactly what his neighbors accused him of. So how could Rav Chanina be over on this Isser? So the Gra leaves out these two lines, and as we said, the Ayin Yaakov leaves out the whole response here. Well, why do they leave it out? Because there's a difficulty with the Gemara's teretz to these two questions. Amar Pinchas, Maisa, you know how he got goats? There's a story attached to it. A man passed by his house, by the door of his house. And he left their roosters. And the wife of Reb Chanina ben Daisa found him. He said to her, Reb Chanina said to her, don't eat their eggs. And it's not yours. It belongs to somebody. We have to find the owner. And what happened over time, Vehir Bubayim, there were many eggs that were laid, Vitarnagoylim, and Tarnagoylim, Vahayim Etzarnay some. Their whole house was full of these hens and eggs. So finally, Umachron, they sold all them, Vekana B'dmeim Izim, and they bought with their money Izim. They bought the goats, Pam Achas one time, over Oysa Adam, that same man, Shavdim Men HaTarnagoylim, who had lost the Tarnagoylim, passed by again the house of Reb Chanina ben Daisa, and he was with a friend. V'amar l'chaveri said to his friend, Bekani Nachti HaTarnagoylim, many years ago I left over here to Tarnagoylim, Shali, my Tarnagoylim, Shomer Reb Chanina overheard him speaking to his friend, Omar Loi, said to him, Yesh Lach Ben Simon, do you have some simon? Omar Loi, Hain, yes I do, and he gave, Nasan Loi Simon, he gave him the simon, V'not the less easy, so Reb Chanina said, I sold them for these goats. These are your goats. The hain, easy the isa duvi bekarnayo. These are the same goats that brought the bears on top of their horns. The reason the Ayin Yaakov doesn't have this whole eight lines of a story is because one kasha remains. The question is, if there's an issur to be megal behem adakir b'eretz Yisrael, so why did Chanina sell the Tarnagoylim for Izim? He should have gotten something else that's permitted to be grown in Eretz Yisrael. So apparently the Ayin Yaakov does not feel that this is a valid maisa. Continues the Gemara. In fact, let me just point out that the Ayin Yaakov brings down a better girsa, and he brings it down the name of Tosfos B'Shem HaGo'inim, that Reb Chanina ben Daisa didn't find Tarnagoylim and sold them for Izim, but he in fact found Izim. So when he found the Izim, then he had a chiv of a Shavas Aveda, so Memela then it makes sense how Reb Chanina had Izim. Continues the Gemara. Rab Lazar ben Pedas techikalei milsa tuva. Rab Lazar ben Pedas was very destitute, very poor. Avad milsa, Rashi says that this means hik is dam. He let out blood. And it's very important when a person does hakazas dam, as we have here in the OU, when they have the blood drives, that you eat something right away after. V'loy havalei midi lemitam. And he had nothing to eat. He was so poor. Shokal bordetum. He took a clove of garlic. Vichadji bepume, put it in his mouth, but cholish libe, he fainted, he still didn't really eat anything. Vinim, he fell asleep. Ozl Rabban Lishulibe, the Rabbanan came to inquire how he's doing. Chazu, they saw, the kabachi v'chayach, he's crying and he's laughing. Vinafik tzitzisa dinuhura ma'puse, and from his forehead a ray of light is shining. And this was happening while he had fainted and fell asleep. Ki aser, when he awoke, Amru Leh, the Chacham said to him, by the way, this Rab Lazar ben Bedas, Rashi points out, is he's an Amoira, and he is called in the Gemara in Nida, Mora de Ara de Eretz Yisrael. He was a Baal Hoira. He had many halachas that he was well versed in. And he's the one, if you remember the story of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, where Rish Lakish was nifter, and Rabbi Yochanan needed a chavrusa, so who did the Chacham send to Rabbi Yochanan to learn? It was this Rabbi Lozer ben Pedas. And he's the one that Rabbi Yochanan couldn't fathom the loss of Rish Lakish, because whatever Rabbi Yochanan would say, Rabbi Lozer ben Pedas, with his tremendous bekiyas, would say, Tanya the Messiah Lach, I have a proof you're right. Rabbi Yochanan said, I know I'm right, I don't need your proof. What I need is Rish Lakish, who questions me with 24 questions, and I give 24 answers. We have Rav Cheshmaitze. So this is the same Rav Lozer ben Pedas that our Gemara is discussing. So they asked him, Amrulei, my time of Kabbalah v'chayches, why were you crying and laughing at the same time? Amar Lahu, he answered, the Havi Yosef imi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting together with me. And the Rabbeinu Chananel, in the first wide line of the Gemara, he adds something, Amar Lahu, Chazoi Shchina B'chalma. What it means, in my dream, as I had fainted, I began to dream, and in my dream, I was sitting together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'amri lei, and I said to Hashem, Ad Masa et Star B'hayama, how long, Hashem, are you going to let me suffer in this world? Va'amar li, and he said to me, Elazar b'ni, Elazar b'ni, my son, Nichalach da'afche la'alma, Mereisha, do you want me to turn over the world and start over from the beginning? So the Marsha says, not that Hashem was saying, I'm going to turn over the whole world for one individual, but rather he was saying, your world, do you want to start your life over again? Maybe you'll have good luck and you'll get born in a time of sustenance. You won't go hungry in your next life. Amri lekamei, so I, Reb Lozer ben Pedas, said to Hashem, kuli haiv efshir. I'm gonna have to die. I'm gonna be reborn. And you're not giving me a definite guarantee I'm gonna have mezoinus in the next life either. It's efshir, you said. Maybe you'll have mezoinus. Amrelei. Then I said to Hashem, so we see in this dream, as you notice, he's very casual with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll see more about this as the story progresses. Amrelei, I said to Hashem, Dechayitve, have I lived longer right now in my life? Do I have more years ahead of me or behind me? Have I lived more or Dechayna? Or I will live more than I've lived till now. Amarle, Hashem responded, Dechayis, you have lived more than you will live. And as most of your life is already over. Amri lekameh, so I said to Hashem, Imkein loy be'ina, if I only have a few years left, then I don't want you to start my life all over again. Amarle, Hashem said to me, Bahai Igrin, that reward, for I'm going to reward you. The Amrad loy beina, that you said, I don't want to matriach you Hashem to start my life all over again. Yahavnu lach la'alma da'as, I'm going to give you in the world to come. Tleser narusa, 13 rivers, the mishcha parsman of balsam oil. Dachin, they're clear, they're as clear as kiparas vidiglas, like the Euphrates River and the Chidekel, the Tigris River. The ma'angisbu, you're going to have pleasure. And the Marsha says, what pleasure is this? The pleasure of good smell. Because the Marsha points out, in Olam Haba is a spiritual entity, and smell is the most ruchniest, the most spiritual ability that a person has in this world. The power of smell. Amr lekameh, I said to Hashem, hi v'suloi, that's it? 13 rivers of clear balsam oil for me to smell? Amarli, Hashem said to me, Ulechavruch mayehivna, if I give you more, what am I going to give your friend? Amrolei, I said to Hashem, Va'ana migavra delesle be'ino. So there's two pshatim in this phrase. One pshat is, am I asking from a person that has nothing to give me? I'm asking from you, Hashem. You have limitless what you're able to give me. Or the other pshat is he was making a statement. All I want is from a person that doesn't have meaning. We know that a tzaddik gets his chelik in Olam Haba and the Rasha's chelik in Olam Haba. The Rasha gets the tzaddik's chelik in Gan Eden and his own in Gehenim and his own. So he says there's a portion of a Rasha who's not going to get Olam Haba. I want to get that portion besides my own. That's what I'm requesting. Machyin b'eskutlo apusoi. So the Rabbeinu Shlomo, or actually the Rabbeinu Chananel on the third white line at the bottom, says a malach came. He called malach bet spoil mitzchay. A malach came and hit him with his finger on his forehead. V'nir lehen akor kinitzaitz shalesh. That was the flame of fire, the sparks of fire that the Chachamim saw on the forehead of Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas came from that flick that the malach had done on his forehead. Kishikayfev Adametz boy al Bahinai, continues Rabbeinu Chananel, when a person flicks his finger, it's either his middle finger or his index finger, Vishaymet Oisa Bekayach, Umakes Chaver Nikris Hamakahi Iskutla. This word in the Gemara that we have, Iskutla, means when you do that, you flick your, either with your index finger or your middle finger, you flick it against your thumb, that's called an Iskutla. So that's what the Malach did, Pusoy, on his forehead, and that's the sparks of fire that the Chacham had seen coming from his forehead. V'omar li, and Hashem said to me, Elazar Bri, Elazar my son, Giri b'cha Giri, my arrows hit you, my arrows hit you. What this means is, it was like a banter. Rashi says he was like joking around with him. And as we said, it was a very casual conversation here. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo apparently enjoyed the give and take that he had had here with Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas. And he flicked him, and then he said these words, Giri b'cha Giri. Continues the Gemara. Rab Chama bar Chanina, Gozer Tanisa, we come back to stories about tainis that was made for a lack of rain. So Rab Chama bar Chanina was Gozer Tanisa, Vlasa Mitra, rain didn't come. Omrulay, they said to him, Vol Rabbi Shuba ben Levi, Gozer Tanisa, Vlasa Mitra. There was a case where Rabbi Shuba ben Levi, there was a tainis, and the rain did come. Why couldn't you do what Rabbi Shuba ben Levi did? Omar Lui said to them, Ho Ano, here am I, Ho Bar Levoi, here's the son of Levi. Rashi says, Hu ish echad vani yesh echad, Hu adif mino, you're comparing him to me, I'm a person, he's a person, apparently he's greater than me. So you know what, if he's so great, said Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, Imru Lei, say to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Denesi, he should come, V'nechavin daiten, let's all concentrate, and if we do tshuva, if sure, maybe the Tivri Tzibur Labayu, maybe the Tzibur's hearts will break, the Asimitra, and then rain will come. And if Rabbi Shua ben Levi can help us, bring him here also. Born Rachmi, they asked mercy, they daven, v'loy Asimitra, the rain did not come. Amar Lehu, he said to the people, Nichalechu Sheyavi Matu Bishulayim, do you want that the rain should come for us? Amar Lehain, they said yes. Amar, so he said, Rakia, Rakia, heaven, heaven, Kisi Panecha, cover your face means let the clouds of rain come. Lo yichsi, the clouds did not come. Omar, Rab Chama bar Chanina said, Kama azin pnei rakia, how chutzpedik, brazen is the face of the heaven, meaning, as Rashi explains, they're not doing what the Tzibur requested. When the heavens heard that, finally, ichsi, and the Bach puts in the word be'iva, finally it covered itself with the clouds, v'asa mitra, and the rain came. Levi, Gazer Tanis, Vlasa Mitra. Levi made a tainis and the rain did not come. Armor Lefanov, he said to Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Alisa V'yashavta Bamorim, you're like, so to speak, Chas V'shalom, he said these words, you're in an ivory tower, you're upstairs, you're sitting upstairs, and you didn't come to have mercy on your children. Asa Mitra, so the rain came, but V'itla, he got lame. Why did he get lame? Because he was a little chutzpahdik the way he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rab Lazar, lo'olam ayatich adam dvarim klapi ma'ala. We learn from this story that a person should never throw his complaints up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sharei adam gadol, he tchiyat dvarim klapi ma'ala, because this adam gadol Levi, as we just saw, he threw his complaints up to Hashem. The itla, he became Lev. Umanu, who's that Adam Gadol? Levi, that's Levi in the story that we just had. Frag the Gemara, the Hagar Malay. Is that what caused the lameness of Levi, that he was like, spoke chutzpahdik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'ha-Levi achvi kida, he demonstrated the bowing down, which is called kida, kamei de Rebbe, in front of Rebbe. And Rashi explains, how do you do that? You put your two thumbs on the floor, and you bend down, and you kiss the floor, and the pressure of your whole body is on these two thumbs, and by doing that, it puts pressure on the back of your legs, ve'itla, and from that demonstration, he became lame. So how could you say it's because of the story that we had before concerning what he said to Hashem? The Gemara answers, hava ha'gormele, they both caused it. Rashi says that why the chet was goyrim lo'ishen nitzla b'kida. Had he not done a sin, then Hashem would not have punished him that his leg became lame through the kida. Once he had sinned by saying that in front of Hashem, so he didn't have that schus anymore in Memela. Now, when he did the kida, his foot got damaged. Continues the Gemara. Rav Chiya bar Luloine Shaminu Lahanachanani. He heard two clouds, the Ka'amre, that were saying, they were speaking to each other, and they said, Nasi, let us go Venisvi, and let us give Maya rain Ba'amanamoyev, in the nations of Amanamoyev. Armulafan of Rabbanu Shalom, he said to Hashem, Hashem, Kishon Asata Torah la'amach Yisrael, when you gave your Torah to your nation, Klal Yisrael, Chazarta, as we know the famous Medrash, you went, I'll call him Asoilam, to all the nations of the world, and you asked them, do you want to accept the Torah? V'like blue, they said, Ma Kosev Bey, what's written in there? And as I once heard from Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg Zatzal, that itself, by asking Ma Kosev Bey, that itself was a rejection of the Torah. Hashem's coming to give you the Torah. You Nasev Nishma. You don't ask Ma Kosev Bey. So they didn't accept the Torah. Va'achshav, and now Atanoisim Lemotar, this is their reward that they're getting rain. Shadu Hacha, put your rain here in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what happened. Shadju Aduchtayu, they put the rain right there in Eretz Yisrael. Dorish Rav Chiya bar Luloini, my dechsev tzaddik atomer yifrach, that which we have learned in a pasuk in Tillim, that a tzaddik will grow like a tamar, like a palm tree. Ke'er is like a cedar tree, balvan in Lebanon, yiske, he will grow tall, im nemer tamar, laman nemer erez, im nemer erez, laman nemer tamar. Why do you have to have a comparison of a tzaddik to both a tamar and an erez? The answer is, ilu nemer tamar, if it would have just have compared a tzaddik to a tamar, v'loin nemer erez, it wouldn't have compared him to an erez, so Yisri Omer would say, ma tamar, as we turn to daf chaf hamid beis, ma tamar, just like a palm tree, engiz or machlev, if you cut it down, the trunk does not regenerate. So I would think that chas v'shalom, af tzadik chas v'shalom, engiz or machlev, as Rashi explains, he will not regenerate, rejuvenate, and tchias amesim, lekach nemer erez. That's why we compare a tzadik to an erez whose trunk, when you cut it down, it does regenerate, and a new cedar tree comes forth, so that tzaddik will have tchias amesim. And ilu nemer erez, if we would just have compared a tzaddik to an erez, v'loi nemer tamar, it wouldn't have compared him to a tamar. Yisri Omer would say, ma erez einois aperez, just like a cedar tree has no fruit, av tzaddik chas v'shalom einois aperez, a tzaddik also has no fruit, explains Rashi, einlois chay lo'asit, that he's not going to get rewarded for his deeds, lo'ilam abo, l'kach nemer tamar, that's why it says, tamar v'nemer erez, that's why we need both, tamar and erez. Ask the Gemara, ve'eretz gizrei machlif. Are you telling me that a cedar tree, when you cut it down, it rejuvenates and becomes a new cedar tree? V'atanya, we learned in a brisa, not like that. Halekeach ilu mechaver. Somebody buys a tree from his friend. And what is the purpose of the purchase? Lokutz, in order to cut it down, so you should have wood. The halacha is, magbiyoy min hakarka tefach v'kaitzis. He can only cut it down after he leaves a tefach of this tree next to the ground. By leaving a tefach over, the tree will rejuvenate. He has no right to uproot the entire tree and cut it down. What happens if he bought Bisadun Hasikma? He bought a sycamore trunk. If you look in Rashi, the fourth line, Rashi says, Shekvar Hiskin, trunk balaz. In old French, this word means a trunk. So in other words, this is an old sycamore tree. It has already been cut down, and it has already grown back and rejuvenated. So all you need is shnei tvachim. You only have to leave over two tvachim from the ground. However, bipsulas a sycamore, virgin sycamore tree, which was never yet cut down, then shloisha tvachim. If you're going to cut it down for the first time, you have to leave over three tvachim, or else it will die, it will not rejuvenate. Bekanim with reeds, bekfanim with vines, the din is, menapakakul, a mile, you have to leave from the lowest knot and higher in order for it to grow back. good called palm trees, ubarazim and cedar trees. Chayfer lamata umashrish. You're allowed to dig into the ground under the tree, uproot it, the whole tree. Why? Lefishen gizem achlev, because it does not rejuvenate. So you don't have to leave a tefach or two tefachim because it's not going to grow back anyway. So here you see clearly that a cedar tree does not rejuvenate. Before you said it does rejuvenate, and for the Gemara, hachav ma'askin and bishar mini arazim. There are different cedar trees, as we've learned many times before in Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah. We've already had this. There's actually 10 types of arazim. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, etim bamibor, erez, shita, vahadas, and Rashi tells us in that pasuk itself there's only 7 listed. However, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Gimel, we had that. Three, Rabbi Bar Huna added 3 more, alonim, almonim, almogim. There's a total of 10. So, Einachanami, there are other cedar trees that do not rejuvenate, but the one that is called Erez, the main type of cedar tree, does rejuvenate if you leave enough space from the ground. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in a Braisa. Mais Reb Lazer, there's a story with Rabbi Eliezer, Shegozer Shalish Esrei Taniyas on Tzibur. He was Gozer the 13th Taniyas on Tzibur when there's a lack of rain, as we've had before in the Masechta, that there is a total of 13 Taniyas. But Veloy Yarduk Shamim, but the rain did not come down. Bachroina, as the Tzibur was leaving at the end of the last Tainis, his Chilu Tzibur Latzeis, they began to go out. Omar Lohem, he said to them, Tikantim Kvorm Latzmechem. Have you prepared graves for yourselves? Says Rashi. Bitmiya. He was asking this question. The only thing he could do now is dig a grave. We're going to die. We have no food. Go kolom bebchia. So they go, Rashi says, Tzaku. They screamed, they burst out with a scream, with crying. Go call on the when they heard what their fate is going to be, and then the Yarduk Shavim, as we had many times in our Gemaras here, we've had where when the cloud became finally humbled, and they knew that they could only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were so desperate. Finally, that's when the rain came. Shuv Maisim Rebbe Lazar, another story with Rebbe Lazar, Shiyard Lefnei Ateva. He went down to Davin for the rain. V'omar Esim Rebbe Brachas, he said 24 brachas, the 6 additional brachas that are added when we are being mispal in Shemoneh Esrei for rain. V'loy Nana, he was not answered. Yard Rebbe Kiva, Achav Rebbe Kiva went down after him. V'omar, and he said, Avinu Malkeinu, Eilonu Melech Ala'ata, we only have you Hashem to rely on. Avinu Malkeinu Lamancha, Rachim Aleinu, have mercy on us for your sake. And then, V'yardu Gesham, and the rain came down. Have a Meranin the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon started murmuring. What were they murmuring? That L'chayre, Rabbi Akiva, is a bigger tzaddik than Rabbi Eliezer. For Rabbi Eliezer, the rain didn't come down, for Rabbi Akiva did. Yatzah Baskol V'Amra, Abaskol came out and said, Loim Ibnashu Zegol Mizeh. It's not because Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Eliezer. Elishazeh, Mavral Midoisev Zayn, Mavral Midoisev. Rabbi Akiva was, he wasn't stringent with things. He was able to overlook things, and apparently Reb Lazar was not such on such a level as far as overlooking things that may have happened to him, and therefore he was not zoichet to have the rain come down. He was, and as he meant to say, in general, he's not. Doesn't mean he's a bigger Talmud Chacham, let's say, but in this one, and yeah, in this one prat, he was greater. But they meant to say he wasn't in total greater necessarily. Maybe in another prat, Rabbi Akiva was greater. Rabbi Lazar was greater than Rabbi Akiva. But apparently this midah of Ma'avram Midaisav, because the Rabbeinu Shalom, let's say, is angry at Klal Yisrael. So if you're Ma'avram Midaisav, that evokes that Hashem will be Ma'avram Midaisav to give you the rain as well. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in a Braisa. Admosai, this Braisa goes back on the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, which says, of Ruvaloi Nanu, if the first three Taniyasim went by and they weren't answered, Bezdin Goizrin Gimel Taniyas Acheres La Tzibur, another 3 are Nigzer on the Tzibur. So we see, however, that if they are answered, you do not add another 3 Taniyasim. So what is considered enough rain that you have been answered and that you don't have to have another 3 Taniyasim? That's what our Gemara is going to discuss. Admosai, When can the tzibur end their cycle of fast days, and it's considered that enough, you have a little drizzle, is that enough that you were answered? That's what Gemara is going to discuss. Now Rashi points out the stressors on the word tzibur. A yachid, we have learned before, that a yachid, if... and if Yud Beis Amid Beis, it's Yud Amid Beis, we learned that if somebody's being fasting for a chola, v'nisrape, in the middle of the fast, they have the good news that they released him from the hospital. He's okay. He's mechuyev to finish his fast. So this does not apply to a yachid, Rashi points out. It only applies to a tzibur. A tzibur that's in the middle of a cycle of fast days, so they could end that cycle if they have been answered with their rate. A yachid in the middle of a fast day, he has to complete the entire fast. And the answer is, how much rain has to come down? The Gemara says, Kim mole berech hamachrisha, the depth of the blade of the plow, as Rashi explains, when that blade goes into the ground, how much takes up from the earth, and if that hole is filled with water, that's considered that your tefillas and tanesim have been answered, divrei Rab Meir. This is the sheet of Rab Meir. The Chacham disagree and they say, Bicharav, if it's totally dry ground tefach, then even a tefach of a rain is enough. Bibbein, and this, if it's semi-dry, then you need to find two tefachim. The softer a ground is, the less it takes for the rain to penetrate. So one tefach in hard ground is equal to two tefachim of rain in medium ground. Ba'avuda, and if it was totally plowed, it's totally soft, then shloisha tefachim. Then three tefachim of rain indicate that it's rained enough, because it's very easy for the rain to go down one or two tefachim, and it won't yet mean that enough rain has saturated the ground. Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar, Aimer, Ein Lecha Tefach Mumalo. There's no tefach of rain that comes from the heavens above. She'ein Tahoy Miyotzi Lekrosoi Shloisha Tefachim. That from the depths, the rain doesn't go to meet at three tefachim. So Rashi points out, although the water that is underground is many, many yards and miles underground, so what does it mean it rises up three tefachim? Those three tefachim never come to the surface of the earth. But there is a moisture that once it rises three tefachim, even though it's very deep down in the earth, but the moisture, apparently, even from three tefachim rising, will come up, and that moisture will help to saturate the earth and complement the rain that is coming down. So the ratio is one tefach mamala, it'll rise up three tefachim from lamata. Aye, the Gemara says, Vatani, we learned in the Brayis tefchayim, that'll rise up two tefachim. Loikasha, this is not difficult. Kan ba'avuda, the second Brayis, which said only three tefachim, that was speaking about where it was plowed over ground. Kan b'she'en avuda, the first brisa that said that it's only the first brisa. Let's go over this 1 second. Kan b'avuda, the second brisa which had said that it will rise only two tefachim, that is speaking about where the earth was plowed, very well plowed. So therefore, if you have a tefach in very well plowed ground, that only evokes a response of two tefachim from the water underneath. However, if you have a tefach, but it's in lo avuda, ein avuda, which is the first brisa, so that took a lot of strength for that one tefach of rain to go into the non-plowed ground, so that will evoke a greater response from the lamata, it'll even go up three tefachim. Amar Rab Lazar Kisha Menaskan Es Hamayim B'Chag. When you pour the water on the Chag, we know that a whole year the Nesachim consisted of wine. On Sukkot was the one time during the year where they consisted of both wine and water. So when the water is being poured in the Chag, and Agav Urcha, the Chag we all know is Sukkot, as we had in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, B'chag Nidoinim Alamayim. The Tosfos Yontiv in Masechta Rosh Hashanah on that Mishnah wonders, why is Chag always referring to Sukkot? Pesach and Shavuos are also called Chag. So why Stam Chag means the Sukkot? And he answers that the definition, his definition of the word Chag is dancing, joy, and simcha. So since on Sukkot we have the Simchas Beis HaSheva, whoever didn't see a Simchas Beis HaSheva in his life never saw a true simcha. We have Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. It's full of simcha. So the epitome of simcha in the Jewish festival cycle is Sukkot. That's why B'chag refers to Sukkot, because that refers to the epitome of simcha. Agav Urcha, which Nagea last week's parsha as well, that there's a definition of the Reduk. He had a Sefer Shrushim. He brings from a pasuk in Yeshaya that the word, this is what the Chasam Sofer explains, the concept of Chag, that Chag means a compass. The definition of, and he points out the last piece of Gemara in the Sefta Tainis, on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, a famous Gemara, Amar Rab Lazar, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Las is Mochal at Tzadikim, V'u Yoshev B'neim B'gan Eden, V'chol Echad V'echad Mar Bet Spoy, Shenemer V'amar B'yam Ahua, Hine Alekenu Zeh Kivinu Lo V'yashenu, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo V'nagilu Nisipha B'shua Soi. In other words, says the Chasam Sofer, this is the Mochal, is a Mochal, is a circle. It says the Reduk. You know what the shorish of the word Chag is? You know what the Yom Tovim enable a Jew to take with them from the Yom Tovim to the rest of his workday year? They take this, that Hashem is in the middle of the circle. Like you have a compass. The word Chag, he says, is from the word compass. A compass is a metal point that you stick in the middle, and you have a pencil on the other side, and you make a circle. That circle is equidistant from that midpoint. Your focus is on the midpoint. What's the focus of Klal Yisrael, of the Tzaddikim? The midpoint. The midpoint is Zeh Elokeinu. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chag, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot enable us to focus in our weekday life on the midpoint, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Moshe asked from Paroi. Ki Chag Hashem Lanu. And Hashem has told us, Hashem has said to us, V'yachogu li b'midbar. What should be the center point of Klal Yisrael's life? It should be li, it should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the center. And that's why the Mechilta says that before Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Moshe told Paro, you have to tell Klal Yisrael, Harei Atem Bershuschem, Harei Atem Ben Chayrin. You're free, you're in your own Rishus. Because until now, who was the focal point of Klal Yisrael? Paro was the focal point. What is he going to do to hurt Klal Yisrael? Now we're Ben Chayrin, we can forget about Paro. V'yachol guli b'midbar. Hashem becomes the focal point of that circle which is made by the compass. HaKadosh Baruch Hu must become the focal point of our lives. To hear more about this in depth, we ask the listener to tune in to the OU channel, The Good Vort, where I elaborate on this week's shir and, Emir Tashem, next week's shir. Continues the Gemara. On the Chag, when we're menasech the mayim, tohoim omer lechaveiroi, the deep water says to its friend. Now, the Reduk, we just mentioned the Reduk in the Sefer Shirashim, he tells us, tohoim doesn't, we think it means the water deep down in the ground. Tohoim, he explains, means any deep water accumulated anywhere in the world. As Rashi here says, we're talking about Mai in the fourth line on the left side of Rashi on top. Mayim el yoinim u mayim tachtoinim. The mayim tachtoinim is called tohoim, but the mayim el yoinim is also called tohoim, even though it's up in the heaven, but it's a deep reservoir of water. So now, what does the tohoim say to the tohoim? Continues the Gemara. Tohoim Oim El Chaveri. One Tohoim says to the other, Demayim El Yonim to Demayim Tachtoinim, Iba Mimecha, gush forth your water. Why? Because Kol Shnei Reim Ani Shemea. I hear the sound of the two friends. As Rashi explains, there are two friends sound. I hear the drip drip of the Yayin and of the Mayim. The two friends, the two liquids that are coming down in the holes that were drilled into the Mizbeach, and they're coming down into the Mizbeach, I hear it. It's Sukkot time. And let's give them rain. Shenemar. Tohoim el tohoim, the Pasuk says in Tillim. One tohoim, the mayim el yoinim, says to the other tohoim, mayim tachtoinim. Koyre lekol tzi norecha. I hear the voice of the two channels of the mayim and yayin that are going into the Mizbeach. Omar Rabba said, Lididi chazali hai Ridya. Ridya is a malach. And Rashi says that Rijya is in charge of the water. Now, we learned before a Gemara in Tainis on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that there were three keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, and these three keys, Gimel Mafteches B'Yadosh Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sholay Nimsru B'Yad Shliach, they were not given to a Shliach. So what does it mean here that Rijya is the Malach who's in charge? Rashi on the fifth line on the left side, Malach HaMemun Al Gshamim, Kach Shemoy, he's appointed under rain. We learned Daf Beis that Hashem is appointed under rain. He didn't give this over to any Shliach. The answer is, Rijya is going to make an announcement. He's appointed under rain in the sense of making an announcement. But the power to give the rain, that's only in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I saw this Rijya, said Rabbah, Domi L'Igli, he looks like a calf. The Rashi takes out the next word, Tilsa. Upirsa Sifaseha, his lips are open, they're split, meaning he's laughing as he's giving the rain, announcing that the rain is being given to Kal Yisrael. The Kaima ben Taima le Tatol le Taima Elah, he is in between the two deep waters, the bottom deep water and the top deep water, explains Rashi. He is standing where heaven meets earth, ben Rakia Lukianis, between the heaven and the ocean, Hecha Dinashki Arav Rakia, where they kiss each other, heaven and earth in the horizon, you see them coming both together. That's where this Malch Rijya is. L'taymi La Amalei, he says to the upper Tahom, Chashor Memecha, sprinkle your waters. L'taymi Tato, to the bottom Tahom, Amalei, he says to him, Iba Memecha, gush forth your waters. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, and this is in Shir HaShirim, Hanitzonim near Baretz, we see the blossoms in the earth, and the pasuk continues, Eis HaZomer Igiyah, the time of song has come, V'koil HaTor Nishmer Batzeinu, and the voice of the Torah is heard in our land. So Torah means turtle dove. However, our Gemara is explaining that Torah, as Rashi explains, is the Aramaic of Shor. How do you say in Aramaic, sure, tar? So therefore, pshat in the pasuk is that just like the blossoms, explains Rashi, come once a year, so too there's an event that happens once a year, which is what? That there's Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin, and the time of song has come refers to the song of Sukkis, of Chag HaSukkis, and what happens then? Koil HaTor, Nishma Ratzeh, we hear the voice of the ox, and that refers to the calf. Which calf? To the Malach Rijya, this Malach who makes this announcement. Continues the Gemara, and it's explaining the Mishnah, that they were fasting, and what happened? The rain came before Nates. Tana Rabbanan, if they were fasting and rain appeared before the ball of the sun came up, before Hanates, that means that they averted the problem and they don't have to fast. But if they were already fasting after Nates and then the rain came, Yashlimu, they have to finish their fast. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and he says, and in the Mishnah it's Rabbi Eliezer who says the same thing, if the rain came down before Chatzos, which is the main time when people eat their meals by Chatzos Hayom. So if they haven't yet come up to their main meal, they don't have to complete the fast. But if the time of eating their main meal has already expired and they're still fasting, then the din is they have to finish their fast even though the rain came. Rabbi Yossi says a different thing. If the rain came before 9 hours of the day, they shouldn't complete the fast. After 9 hours, Yashima, they should complete their fast. Where do we find an Indian of 9 hours? Shekem, it's seen by Achav Melch Yisrael. We find by Achav Melch Yisrael when he wanted to buy the property of Novus HaYisraeli. And Novus didn't want to sell it to him. So he made trumped up charges against Novus and he had Novus killed. And when Hashem saw what happened, he told Elio that we're going to tell Achav that he and his whole family are going to die and the dogs will lick their blood. And when Achav heard this message from Hashem, he made kriya, he put on sackcloth, and he did a tainus. And what did Hashem say? Hashem said, look, that Achav has humbled himself before me. Let's see the Gemara inside. He began fasting from 9 hours and further. As Rashi explains, that when does a king get up? The third hour of the day. When does he eat his meal? 6 hours later. So by the time he eats his main meal, it's 9 hours of the day. Hashem says to Eliyahu, do you see that Achav is humbled himself before me, and he fasted. And therefore, Hashem says, I'm not going to bring this gzeira against Achav, I'm going to bring it against his descendants. They will all get wiped out. But since Achav did tshuva, and he fasted, I will not punish him directly. So we see that even though Achav never meant to fast that day, he only began his fast from the ninth hour, which would have been his normal main meal of the day, it's considered a fast. So Memelis says, Rabbi Isi, I could see that 9 hours for everybody in the world, whether you're a king or a commoner, that's the criteria at what point we say that if the rain came before that time, you haven't yet really begun fasting. But if the rain came after that time and you were fasting, you have to finish your fast because you've missed the main meal time, as we learned from Achav. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Gozer Tanisi was Gozer Atanis. We go to Lem Chum, rain came down. La'achar Netzcham, after Netzcham. Sarva Lishlaminu, he thought that Alocha is like Stam Mishnah Rameir, that you should be Mashlam if the Netzcham has already passed. Amalei Rabami, Rabami said, Koidim Chatzois Va'achar Chatzois Shaninu. We hold that the main Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda of the Brisen, like Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah, that the time, the criteria is Chatzois, and therefore you don't have to finish the fast. Shmula Kotten Gozer Tanisi. Rain came down. Kaidim on Netzchama before Netzchama. Kesur and other people thought Loimar to say Shvachi Shal Tzibur. Hey, we're great. Look, we didn't even have to fast, and the rain came down. Amalem, so Shmuel said, don't get carried away. I'll give you an example what this is compared to. La'evet to an evet. Shemavakish prosper rabbi. He's asking a portion from his rabbi. Amar lahem. So the master said to his servants, Tanuloi. Give him what he wants. While Esher called, I don't want to hear him. He's bothering me. Just give him what he wants. So the same thing here. Hashem didn't even want to listen to you. It bothered Hashem to hear your tefillah. Hashem said, you know what? I know they want to get rain. Give him the rain as long. I don't want to hear their tefillah. Shuv Shmuel Akot and Gozer Tanis said there was another story where Shmuel was Gozer at times. We go to Lem Kshamim. La'achar Shkiyas Achama, after Shkiyas Achama, the rain came down. Kesurim, all the people thought, Loimer Shvachi Shal Tziburu. Again, this time we're great because we fasted, we davened, Hashem heard it, and then he gave the rain. So, this time Shmuel will be happy with us because it's our praise. Amalem Shmuel, no, Loi Shavu Shal Tziburu. This is not the praise of the Tzibur either. Elaem Shlochem Moshel Mado Vedoima. La'evich and Mavakish Pras Maraboy. Va'amalem, he said, to his servants, wait till he gets humbled and let him suffer the whole day and have pain, then I'll give it to them. Then give it to him. So when can the tzibur do it right? If they do it too early, it's no good. If they do it too late, it's no good. When can you do it just right? So he says, Amar Mash Veruch Vinashiv Zika, like we had on Daf Chavdal Amad Aleph. If when he says Mash Veruch and immediately the wind blows, and Amar Mar Dagesh Vasa Mitra and the rain comes, then Pshat is Hashem wants to listen to your tefillah, explains the Marsha. He listens. Do they say Mash Veruch Mar Dagesh? Yes. As soon as they say it, the rain comes. They don't have to wait. So then it's the shrach of the tzibur. He's not pushing them away. I don't want to hear your tefillah. And he's not waiting a whole day till he answers their tefillah. And we'll just conclude till the end of this perek on Daf Chavov Amud Aleph. Mice of a Gozer Tainis Balud. There was a story that were Gozer Tainis Balud. And this continues the Mishnah on Daf Yutes, where the Mishnah stated that v'yordulam k'shamim kodem chatzois, the rain came down before chatzois. Amalem rab tarfin, I'm quoting from the Mishnah now. Tzu v'ichlu v'shasu, eat and drink, v'asu yantiv, v'yotzu v'achlu v'shasu v'asu yantiv, ubo bein arbayim, they came back, bein arbayim v'kora halal agadol, and they said the great hal. The great hal is perek kuf lamed vav and tehillim, where we say 26 times over kili oilam chazdoi. Our regular halal that we say is called halal hamitzri. The Gemara asks, v'neima halal Mikara, why did they eat and drink first and then say hello? Why didn't they say hello right away when the rain came before they ate and drank? They both answered, Lefisha and Imrim halal as we start Chavav Amad Aleph, Elo al Nefesh Sveya. You only say halal when you have a full, when you're satiated, v'kermalei, and you have a full stomach, as Rashi says, since it says in that halal gadol, nice saying lechem lechol basar, it's no le'omra ala saiva. Rashi says it's nice to say it when you feel satiated. So that's why they ate and drank first, and then they came back to say halal gadol. Ain't eating more asakash, it's not so. V'rapapa ikl be'knishtu the avigoi
Var. He came to the shul in Avigayri Var, which is a suburb of Mechuza. The Gozer Tainis, he was Gozer Tainis, V'yard Lam Sham, rain came down, at Chatzois, before Chatzois, V'omar Halel, he said Halal Gadol, V'achikach Achel V'shasu, how could he do against what the Mishnah said? And if there's an Indian to say it when you have a full stomach, because, Noisin Lech L'chobosar, so why did he do different? Shiny B'nei Mechuzah. As we said, this place, Avi Goyver, was a suburb of Mechuzah. Mechuzah, the Shechich B'shikras, they used to drink a lot. So if you're gonna let, they became shikr, intoxicated, And they forgot all about saying halal. So in the Mechuzah, in that place, Avi Goyver, the right way was first to say the halal and then to go and eat and drink. Anywhere else, the first thing you would do was to eat and drink and then say the halal. Tosfos points out that when we say on Shabbos in Shacharis, we say the halal gadol, and you're not supposed to eat before davening, so we're not saying it when we're satiated. Tosfos answers, psukim zimra is considered before davening. Before davening, ein chanami, you could say halal gadol without being satiated. However, once you're involved already in, after borchu, in shmoneh esrei, and following that, that's already considered davening has really begun, there you can only say it al hasoiva. For those who have completed Perek Shlishi of Masechta Tainis, we say, Hadrun Alach Seder Tainis Elu, Hadrun Alach Seder Tainis Elu, Hadrun Alach Seder Tainis Elu.